Due to a problem with Travis's recording program, we are unable to get his audio. I did my best to delete the blank spaces between his rant, his talking, and our talking, so bear with us and apologize for the inconvenience caused. Enjoy the show. Hey guys, it's Tyler here from Mighty Noob Studios, and we have another great short show for you guys today. Lots been you know, we said we were going to wait a couple weeks between now and Reach, and we thought, well, we might as well fill in because the game season is now officially underway a little early this year. First off, let's go with the personal experiences. Rob, let's go first. What do you got for me?
I have been all over the place. I've been playing WoW, I've been playing League of Legends, which we touched on a little bit on episode 13. Playing a lot of Team Fortress 2. I actually tried playing on Orange Box, the name was horrible. And among all that, I just tried out Monday Night Combat last night. I'll get into that more, but it's a great game. I've been having a lot of fun with the demo.
Jason, go.
I've been playing the same games as Rob has, except I just recently downloaded a game called Minecraft, which I haven't had too much experience with yet, but I'll get back to you after that.
Travis, what have you been getting into? And I haven't been doing much besides some classic Halo 3, Team Fortress, and LoL because, well, basically I have a life. Anyway, moving on. So Rob mentioned during the Summer of Arcade, Microsoft had this thing called the Summer of Arcade where they were going to release a new arcade game every couple weeks. They released Limbo, Lara Croft's Tomb Raider, something else that I can't remember, and the last one, which just came out, Monday Night Combat. Rob, you had a chance to play it. I know I put the demo a couple weeks ago. Told me you played the demo, and you want to talk about it, so elaborate on, tell us what Monday Night Combat is.
Okay, so my impression was some guy liked Dota and Team Fortress 2 and tower defense games, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to throw all three into one and put it on the Xbox Live Arcade. And he did it beautifully. They have a class. Oh, and then there are also elements of, like, Modern Warfare in there. Because, you know, you have just different classes, like in Team Fortress. You build towers to defend against robots. You try and get your robots to go into the enemy's base, like in Dota. You have different custom classes and call tags and all their stuff. It's a great game. And it definitely has a multiplayer curve. But, pretty much, you know, you pick your character. You start off in the tutorial with the most rounded character, Assault. You know, he has an assault gun. He has, like, a rock out type gun, and pretty much what you can do is you can upgrade abilities, make turrets to defend what's called your money ball, is actually what your base is, and that's what you're trying to defend the entire game. So you have robots coming at you can build turrets, you can build like a little like launch pads to jump you up in the air to get advantage, and really it's just a great game. You can go and like play a pickup game anytime you want.
Alright, sounds pretty good. Well, we're all playing Reach and having a good time, you can stay with that. Alright. So, since that's all the big releases that have come out lately, since things are just getting started, there isn't much to talk about, but in the next coming weeks, we promise you, there will be plenty of new stuff. I know Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions comes out, the 7th, and, that's when I'm gonna start getting into it, because I will probably pick up that game, because I love Spider-Man.
But is that the one with, like, four different Spider-Man type level
yes.
things? Cool.
Anyway, before I was rudely interrupted,
No, the
big release is coming out between then and Reach, so expect a big show during Reach, and we'll all be talking about Reach, except for Rob. We'll all be talking about Reach, and elaborating on it, and saying how awesome it is, and making him feel really jealous, because that's what we like to do around here. Exactly. We like to be assholes around here.
Yeah,
and also, for all the latest gaming news, please check out our new Twitter account, twitter.com/mnoobstudios. And you will have up-to-the-minute research and news stories as we get them, updating them, so you'll always be in the loop on our Twitter site. And it's another way for us to interact with you guys and learn a little bit more about our community, because we're trying to get a hold of you, but we do.
We actually do.
We're like that desperate guy that keeps calling the girl's house, and we know you're there, but you just won't answer the phone. Just answer the phone.
Yeah. Which, the
slightest bit creepy.
You just reminded me of two things. There were three errors that I found when I was re-listening to our newsflash. The first one was by Travis. He said in, the Cataclysm Collector's Edition, you're gonna get the soundtrack for all of the expansions. You only get it for Cataclysm. And then the other two were by me. I said in Dragon Age 2 that you're not going to be able to customize your character. I forget if it's confirmed or speculated you're going to have the same type of customization as in Mass Effect, where you can change your appearance, but you won't be able to change the name or storyline.
That actually is confirmed.
All right, I thought so.
It is the same as Mass Effect. You change what your character looks like in their first name, but not their last name.
Yeah, and then
just like
the other
in Mass Effect.
Yeah. Then the other thing that I noticed was I was talking about rumors about Elder Scrolls V, and I said 2010. I actually meant to say it's speculated for 2012. So, And then another thing that you remind me of is we actually did have one iTunes review. We had a 4-star review from Brent V. He said, "Pretty good, keep it up, guys." That's actually from, 2 months ago, so really sorry, Brent. We haven't had much content, and then this is our first shout-out.
So, it's been confirmed, or rumored, depending on how you want to put it, that Castle Crashers, the very famous and very well-done behemoth game for Xbox 360, is on its way to the PlayStation Network. Honestly, whoever still just owns exclusively a PS3, you're kind of missing a boat with a lot of stuff. I mean, you're getting lucky with Mass Effect in this, but you obviously need to get an Xbox for the real experience. But
it actually came out yesterday.
I don't really know what is coming with the PSN version. Is it anything, or is it just a port?
I'm pretty sure it's just a direct port. I don't remember. I'm not sure if they're going to get the DLC, but I think it's just the base game.
Yeah,
because it came out yesterday, so.
Yeah, so that's good, glad for you guys, but the Xbox 360 where it's going to be at. I mean, I think it was confirmed for the Mass Effect that they'll be getting Mass Effect 2, but they won't be getting the DLC. So
yeah.
DLC is still Xbox exclusive, so if you want more content, I guess you gotta switch over.
Will they be getting Mass Effect 1?
No.
No. Not at all.
So their story will be pretty much the same every time, almost.
Yep.
Well, it won't be as diverse as...
Exactly.
Yeah, pretty much.
Speaking of Xbox, yesterday news broke that Xbox Live is going up in pricing. It's going up from $50 a month to $60 a month.
I'm pretty sure $10? You mean year.
No.
Up $10. Xbox Live, as it is cheap enough. $50 a year. If you really can't afford that, then you need to set some priorities in your life.
You're going to need to hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raping everyone out here.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. It's an extra 83 cents a month. I honestly don't care. And you know what I did today?
What?
I don't know if you guys haven't done this yet, but on Xbox Live, they still have that promotion going on. $1 for your next month. So I just went and did that. And I'm like, well, that just offset my first year.
Yeah.
Of $10 a month, so.
So there's all kinds of... So it's just... It's an extra 80 cents a month. It's really not that bad when you break it down.
Yeah.
I mean, we pay $60 for an individual game. It just kind of makes sense that we pay $60 for the service to play them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all there is for that. And also yesterday was released a new Xbox 360 controller. This new controller features a transforming D-pad that when you twist it, it raises the cross so it's easier to use, so you can find the buttons faster. And surprisingly, the A, B, X, and Y, otherwise known as red, blue, green, and yellow, have now the colors been changed to black and white. I'm not really sure why. Unless they're planning on rolling out a new Xbox 360 that's gray or some sort, I'm not really sure why they did this weird color scheme, but I'm not going to buy it, especially since it's going to be like almost $70.
Well, I need a new controller anyway, so I probably will.
$70, yeah. That's a lot. It's a lot of money for a controller.
Pip pip the doodly doo.
Especially if use one for like $30.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see the thing about the colors, yeah, it's kind of annoying when you're playing a game and it's going to be like, hit the blue button, and you're like, fuck, I forget which one's blue. But
it doesn't say blue, they say the letters.
Well, with some games you can't see the letter, they just have the colored icon. Like, I think Uno.
But honestly, who looks down at the controller to hit the button?
People that don't know controls well, like 5-year-olds.
I already know which colors are which buttons.
That say, my mommy lets me play this game.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
pretty sure people would be freaked out.
No.
Nope. Anyways.
Alright. And, so I guess the only thing left to talk about is Halo Reach. I've been watching a couple more videos on it. It's less than 2 weeks away now. So, I'm excited. I know Travis is excited. I know Jason's excited. I know Rob's not excited. So, we're all excited for Reach. And I am totally going to keep bashing you for not getting Reach.
Like I said, tires are more important than video games at the moment. As soon as I have $60, you know, I'm going to order on Amazon.
Knowing you, you're going to say that, and then, like, probably a year from now, you're going to finally buy Reach. Like you did for
ODST. It's not going to take me a year. Oh, are you talking about ODST? I got ODST, like, 2 months after it came out.
Either way, you still had to wait, and you're going to wait for Reach. But either way, I'm still going to bash on you that for as long as I can, because it's fun.
So until I get it, and I'm probably going to get it, like, 2 weeks afterwards.
Well, then I guess it'll be 2 weeks of me bashing on you for Reach.
All right. So what? I honestly haven't been keeping up that much with Reach, just because I want to be mostly surprised, because I never played the beta, and don't even start bashing me for that. Shut up! I know I had the beta. I know I had it. I know it was on my Xbox, and I chose to not play it because I'm an idiot. Yes, we got it. So, guys, what is new that has come out for Reach?
Dude, did you know when the Halo 3 beta came out, when it finally ended, some kid killed himself?
Really?
Because the beta ended?
Are you serious?
I'm pretty sure.
Was that kid Tyler? Because that sounds like Tyler.
No.
If I killed myself when the beta ended, would I still be here hosting the show?
It's very possible. I mean, we brought Travis back from the dead. We could have brought you back, too.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm surrounded by Pringles.
Travis.
You never said thank you, Travis.
Yeah. It wasn't our fault. You took the wheel, man.
Anyway. So, I guess we're winding down here. Travis, what's your hate of the month?
Yeah, I know. Jason went to Penn Island on his computer yesterday.
You typed that in. You typed that in. God, stupid team viewer.
Yeah, oh, God. I'm not letting you guys do that to my computer.
Now you wonder why I don't let you go on my desktop anymore.
Oh, well.
Alright, well then, if that's all I got. Anyone else got anything to say before we peace out?
Nope.
To a certain website that he types into my computer.
Nope. Anyway, go buy Monday Night Combat, and what's today? The 1st of September?
Yeah, it's the 1st.
In exactly 1 week, Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep comes out for PSP.
Okay, and in 2 weeks, obviously, or 2 weeks from yesterday, Reach comes out, so anyone wants to hit me up on Xbox Live, Sergeant Noob, SGT space NOOB, for either Halo 3 or ODST achievements. Let me know. I'm trying to get all of those done before Reach.
And if you actually want to have some fun in Halo Reach, hit me up, Mighty Midget, MIGHTY space MIDGET 03, and we can actually play a real video game.
You're saying ODST and
yes.
3 are in a video game?
Yes.
Well, I said before Reach. I want to get them done before Reach. What was that?
Why would you hope that?
Why would you hope that at all?
Wouldn't that be so funny if the game I've been waiting for 3 years is awful? That'd be hilarious. Are you sure? Would you be laughing or would you be crying?
I would be crying.
I think Travis would be laughing so hard he'd be crying.
I'd be crying. All right, then. That's all we got to say for this short show of Mighty Noob Studios. We will see you guys later. We're out. Be sure to hit us up on facebook.com/MNStudios. Search for MN Studios, and also on our Twitter, twitter.com/MNoobStudios, for the latest gaming news and updates. And of course, you can leave a review on iTunes. That is never a problem. We'll give you a shout out eventually. And be sure to check when the show comes out for your PAX East female hoodie, in case you want to rock the girly version. Exact, in case you want to cross-dress. So, for anyone, and that's all we have this week, for this short show of Mighty Noob Studios, remember to check out our Twitter and our Facebook, and of course, download us on iTunes and leave a comment, or wherever else you can download us. Our hosting site is through Podomatic, in case anyone is wondering. Alright guys, so be sure to listen to us always on iTunes. Leave comments.
Always. He said always.
Be sure to always listen to us on iTunes and anywhere else you get us. Subscribe to our Facebook page and our Twitter. And until next time, we'll see you later.
Flavor Flav.